Okay, this is part two of the Flash basic ActionScript 3 basic website structure tutorial and free FLA file that you can download from developphp.com. So it's part two, and let's keep going here. So when we left off in part one, we added our button menu. We gave it a layer, and it's in its own movie clip, and we made a pages layer, and it's empty right now, but I'm going to go ahead and make a movie clip. It's going to be my pages. So make another rectangle. Let's go right here and draw out the rectangle on stage. Make it a little bit higher to fit in there nice. There we go. And we will give it a fill to match the buttons, sort of. That looks good. And then let's see. Pages. Let's make another layer. Let's call this logo and header. Logo and header. And then we will bring in. Let's import. Let's go to File, Import. Import directly to Stage. And let's see. See if I can find some of my graphics here. Let's see if I can find my logo that I actually use on my website. And where are we? Somewhere around here. There it is. Okay. Sorry that took so long. And it says import fireworks document. Import as bitmaps. Yep. As movie clip. That's good. Okay, there it is, and it's in my logo and header layer already. And there we have it. Okay, so we got the site logo up. Now we're going to go ahead and make the structure of the pages movie clip. So you left click that rectangle symbol we drew on stage on the pages layer and convert it to a symbol. It's going to be a movie clip and call it all pages. And OK, and then double click inside of it, and this is where you set up all your pages. So you want four layers in there. Top one you want to call actions, the one under it you want to call labels. Labels is how we tell the pages to go to which page, and I'll show you how to set those up. And then this is going to be page content layer, and this one here is going to be la-di-da, let's see, let's just leave this undefined right now. I might use that layer, I might not, but I think all I need is the page content layer and the actions and labels for the simple demonstration here. So on the page content layer, first of all, let's go ahead and make the actions. Actually, we'll make them all fade in. So let's go ahead and put the page content here. We'll call this home page. Okay, now we'll turn that black, and we can see it on that light gray. And make it a little bigger because it's a title. Bold it out. And let's make it static text instead of dynamic there. And let's go ahead and press Control C, Control Shift V, paste in place. And since we have a preloader set into this, we can load all kind of images straight to the stage by using import to stage. And then you just go ahead and find your images, and I'll bring my ugly face in. Since this is the home page, I'll put a picture of myself. Okay, there we go. Home page. And this can be a home page copy. So we'll make it smaller. And we'll say, welcome to my home page. you can say a whole bunch of more blah 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 down through there. But that's all I'm going to say for the demonstration. Okay, so now you have your home page. What you want to do, you have all the items for the home page on there. Press shift to select all at the same time as you go through. And none are selected, you select the first one, hold shift down, select the second, keep holding shift and select the third. Then right click one and convert to symbol. And now we're going to convert all three of those inside of the same movie clip symbol and just call this home. And press OK. And now you see, we'll call this home. Okay, so now we have an instance name on this movie clip that is our home page. And